Joining us live from Rideshare in the Iranian capital is Professor Fawad Izzadi, who is a professor at the University of Tehran. Professor, thanks for joining us. What do you make of the Iranian government spokesperson? Do you agree with him that external hands are at play here?
What we do know is that governments like the U.S. government spend millions of dollars on what they call democracy promotion. If you look at the 2018 budget, it's about $3 billion, the amount that they're spending on the so-called democracy promotion. And the targeted countries for this much money is Russia, Iran, China, the countries that the U.S. has difficulties with their governments. And you need to wonder, I think, who is getting this money? How is this money is spent? I think the demonstrations that we have in Iran, first of all, they're not that large, just a few tens of people or hundreds of people in some occasions. Generally less than 500-600 people participate. And different types of people show up. One segment has grievances, economic grievances. They're jobless or economic difficulties. One segment, they don't like the government. They are opposing the government. They are not poor necessarily. They just don't like the government. I think one segment is linked with some of the opposition groups outside Iran, like MKO, like the monarchists. And these organized linkages generally help them to increase this type of activities. And I think the violence comes from this third category generally, because we have MKO officially asking its members inside Iran to engage in violence. And then you have a fourth category of people, who are just onlookers, people that just came out to see what's going on. So given the fact that we have money spent on these type of activities, given the fact that government like the Saudi government are also openly calling for difficulties inside Iran, I think it is safe to assume that at least a segment of the population that's showing up at these rallies is linked to outside powers.
Professor, I'm wondering, you know, no country in the world obviously can accept violence, you know, destruction of public property and private property even really in any protests, or if we may even call them protests, really more like riots, really. I wonder, where do you think all of this will go from here on in now? Because as you said, there are a number of grievances which are legitimate, obviously, and even government officials have said so. Will those be dealt with, do you think? And then do you think that the other section, as you said, which may be influenced by external forces, will be dealt with as well?
What the Iranian government is doing is trying to separate these four categories from each other. So the people who have grievances, you know, the first demonstration in Mashhad was organized by people who had invested in a company and had lost money, and they wanted their money back, and they assumed that the government can give them their money back. So the government is trying to address some of the grievances that this first segment of people have. And then the intelligence services in Iran and security forces are dealing with the third category, the category that's linked to outside powers or outside organizations. So far, the police has been quite cautious in terms of using force. Generally, the policemen don't carry weapon with them when they go to these demonstrators. The number of people who are participating is very small. Tehran has about 15 million people, and just a handful in Tehran, is not even in hundreds, just much less than that, are participating. So it is not very difficult for the police, Iranian police, or the Tehran police, to crush this activity. But they are not doing that. They are not using force. We have had about 15, 16 people killed in the last few days, And when you look at the mainstream media in Western countries, they don't mention the fact that some of these people were killed because of accidents, car crashes, that incident that you had with a fire truck. We have people using firearms at these demonstrations, and they're not the police. So the suspicion is that these organized entities, individuals, the ones linked to outside opposition, violent outside opposition, like MKO, they want to increase the number of deaths. MKO was on the list of the State Department, U.S. State Department terrorist organizations for many years. They have no problem using terrorism to achieve policy goals. They used to work for Saddam Hussein. Now they work for Saudis and Israelis. Israelis have engaged in assassination inside Iran. So we have elements that are interested in increasing the number of deaths. And so to make sure that this is going to continue. What's going to happen? It very much depends on the issue whether Iranian security forces can deal with the third element, the organized element that are linked to violent terrorist organizations outside. If they can find these people, arrest these people, they will die down very quickly. If not, this may continue for some time. We don't know. The experience that we had in 2009 was very different. 2009, people who were participating basically belong to a segment of the political landscape in Iran. The reformists were happy with the election results. This time around, the reformists are in power. A lot of Mr. Rouhani's ministers are reformists. They used to work for reformist candidates before. So the makeup of the population that's participating is different. And how security forces deal with this problem will ultimately determine the lifespan of it.
All right, Professor, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you putting that all into context for us. So it's Professor Fawad Azadi of the University of Tehran speaking to us live from right here in the Iranian capital.